T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is a Man Cave Monday here at the Twin Peaks in Davie. Happy hour just about to get started up here. What are you watching, man?
I'm watching a little Chive. And I'm going to
tell you. Chive TV?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you like this. It says failure on four wheels. Hmm. And I'm not passing judgment. No brothers. No brothers going down a mountain on a skateboard. No brothers trying to pull a car from the side of their house. Look, push cart. Like, come on.
Let me know what you think of this. We were talking about Chris Paul a little bit earlier, right? And the fact that the Thunder seem kind of stuck with him right now. This is a report from The Athletic. Ethan Sherwood-Strauss, who's known for covering the Warriors for a long time. This is a report that he has. He says, some players around the league laughed when Union President Chris Paul and his massive contract got dealt to the rebuilding Thunder for Russell Westbrook. Why? Because Paul's regime is not viewed as one devoted to serving NBA's middle or lower classes. One veteran player says, quote, "They advocate for the interests of the Max and Supermax players. Basically, the CBA has helped the whole banana boat crew from back in the day, and it's taken from the mid-level. I think mid-tier players aren't getting that mid-level money anymore. I think that there's just I think that the huge Supermax has had a cost, and teams are putting all their eggs in one basket to keep that one Supermax guy, and has dried up the salary cap. I just don't see it being sustainable long term."
I could see it, but at the same time, here's what you have to understand: that once the Heat happen, once Golden State happens, if you want to win a championship, you better play ball, because it's about winning.
When you say play ball, you mean?
If Golden State has KD, Steph, Clay, and Draymond,
right,
are you just going to say we're going to wait until they break up, or are we going to try to compete with them?
Uh-huh.
And that's what's happened. And keep in mind, this all started with Boston. It did not start with the Heat, contrary to popular belief.
Well, the first guy who signed like the true Supermax, was it John Wall? Like, is the guy who?
Well, that's because he's the first one to
CBA,
take.
Remember, there was
he's
a lockout.
He's the first one to there take a, all the money.
No, but there was a lockout in the midst of the Heat joining. Like, they joined up, played the first year, then there was a lockout.
Right.
Going into the second year, and they only played 66 games.
Right.
So I think, to the point of Chris Paul feeling like he's not looking out for everybody in the league, other than the guys who are the Supermax guys, I think the thing that is tough about it is it's tough to put everything on the same playing field when, if you're only given the chips to pay, let's just say, Kemba Walker and Kevin Durant, they're both quote-unquote Supermax guys, and you pay them the same, but they're not the same. You know
right,
what I mean?
But again, that's part of the thing, and that's why Charlotte let Kemba walk.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the problem with that is – is now teams are forced to pay a max or a supermax to players that they could wait another year for a normal circumstance. We just had this conversation. Ben Simmons just got $170 million.
Yep.
He got paid $170 million for basketball. Granted, he makes a difference in other ways, but he does not shoot.
Yeah, hasn't made a three in his career.
Right. Think about that. Kristaps Porzingis, we don't even know how he's going to come back. He just got a max.
I remember the first one thinking that was crazy was actually his teammate, Joel Embiid. Like, they gave Joel Embiid a big extension, and he hadn't even played a full season for them yet.
Right.
It was crazy to me. I was like, really?
But
you're giving him that kind of cash, and you don't even know if his foot works?
Let me ask you this, though. If you have Joel Embiid on your team,
mm-hmm.
and you think that at any point in time he could leave and go somewhere else, do you do it early?
I just think the thing that's tough about it is
you have to answer that question.
No, but this is why it's tough. If I'm running a team, it's like I gotta invest in a guy. I don't even know if he can step on the floor. Why? Because he was funny at Twitter on the time.
Okay, then don't. And what happens if you lose him?
I don't know. Maybe he turns out to be good, but maybe his foot doesn't work.
That's how that works.
I mean, and how does it work for John Wall?
Like, that's why teams
maybe
are
I
doing
risk
that.
Losing John Wall, and maybe his Achilles.
Well,
breaks.
You didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, this is how.
But that's kind of the problem. Like, if you're the Wizards and you want to keep John Wall, you found John, you drafted John Wall number one overall. You imagine him being a franchise player, but then something unfortunate happens, like his Achilles pops. It feels like you sunk. You didn't necessarily do anything wrong. It's just horrible circumstances. The Heat with Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh's blood stops working, and you're stuck in this zone, and it takes 2 years
like
for you to get the money for
it's
it.
It's like that in every sport.
No, it doesn't feel that way in football.
Oh, okay. Okay. I gave Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, $130 million, and he gets hurt, and he's out for a year. Are they any good?
No, but that I think that's more of a consequence of his talent not being on the field. Like,
okay, but that's it. No, nobody else. Okay, look at the guys who are getting the big contracts.
But they'd still be able to go and get somebody if Aaron Rodgers, like let's say, suffered an Achilles injury.
Right.
You'd still be able to go get yourself a quarterback that could be, I guess, serviceable.
No, you couldn't.
Sure, you could. You're gonna go get Ryan Fitzpatrick.
What?
You're going to go get Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No, he plays for the Dolphins.
I'm not saying like this year. I'm saying like you couldn't find a Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No.
Or somebody in the offseason.
You think it's that easy? You're saying in the offseason?
Yeah.
No. This happens during the season.
Yeah, I'm talking about being.
John Wall got hurt during the season.
Yeah, and now they had an entire offseason. They can't do anything about it because they got no money.
Okay, well, anybody you replace that you've given big money to in football, you're not going to be able to replace them. That's why you gave him all that money.
I don't know, man.
So if Khalil Mack gets hurt, they're just going to go find a serviceable guy?
No, but I mean, like, let's not act like it's easier to cover up in a team sport like football where there's 11 guys. Like
But the guy you're giving
the Eagles now, literally just won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback.
Oh, I mean, so the Giants did it too. The Dolphins kind of did it.
Yeah.
In 72. It happens. But I'm saying.
You think you could do that in the Lakers if you lost LeBron?
No. But the equivalent to LeBron on a football team would be the quarterback.
Yeah.
And it's not. Here's the problem. You're talking about you can only say this with like six guys. Mm-hmm. And you can't even use Tom Brady, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Because the last time they didn't have Tom Brady, they went 11-5.
Whatever, man. It's enough. I mean, how long are they going to ride and die with that Matt Castle season? Enough already.
Okay, but guess what?
The reality is that'll be forever known as the year where Tony Sperano pantsed Bill Belichick on a football field, outcoached him, hustled him.
Fire Belichick!
Let's get to headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, radio.com sports station.
Somebody said, wasn't it Conley to get the Supermax first?
I think that guy's right.
I just read a whole.
He got like 30 a year.
A recap.
He signed a $150 million contract. You're like, who?
Steph got an extension. Conley got a contract. Wall was in there. Durant.
Was Harden the first one to sign the Supermax?
I don't know about that.
No, I don't think so. I think Wall signed it before him.
Anywho, first of the day. I heard Romberg say it this morning. He used anywho this morning.
Oh, sure he wouldn't like saying something that you say.
I know. I don't know. Maybe it's caught on. So, in local news, the Heat seems like they're going to guarantee Duncan Robinson because that today is the day. And it seems like Duncan Robinson will be on the Heat for about $1 million. So, there you go.
All is right in stroke land.
Strokinson is in. Now, as to roster spots and anything else happening, I have no idea, and I don't want to talk about it.
They're not going to – look, nothing. They're never going to not do right by UD. Telling you. Whatever he wants.
I'm not bringing it up because then Leroy –
No bad karma.
Then Leroy will say bad things.
No bad karma. Bad mojo.
Former boxer Pernell Whitaker passed away, 55, got hit by a car yesterday in Virginia Beach.
Jeez.
Sucks.
Man, what was I like?
Crazy.
Yeah, J.R. Smith will be waived today by the Cavs. Shirtless.
So shirtless.
So shirtless. And Marlins are off till tomorrow night.
You got the World Series of Poker tonight, though. Huh? Final table.
Unbelievable.
Minus one.
Starts at 10 o'clock. That's right after me and Rashad are on the air from 7 to 10, by the way, tonight.
You doing double duty tonight?
Yeah, a little doubleheader. Doing the U-Tobin.
Wow.
I have to stretch in between games, change uniforms.
Look at you, man.
Well, the only difference is you probably won't go to the gym.
You're probably right, yes.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he can't find action.
Yeah.
Oh, there's action out there somewhere.
Africa Cup of Nations this weekend.
Well, wait. Hey. Now, this isn't me. This is not me. I am reading a text.
Be wary.
That likely means UD is out. There's no more money.
Minus one.
That wasn't to you, Leroy. That was to the texter.
But is that an accurate assessment?
I mean, it might.
At the current moment, no, it's not.
I mean,
listen
it might,
to you.
Or
know what that means.
Or they could just
bad news for UD.
Or they could just tell Yante May.
Minus one.
Take a hike. You want a guaranteed contract? It's with the Skyforce for the year. Yante Maiden.
Did you guys see the story about Phil Mickelson?
Oh, he's fasting.
Yeah, he fasted for 6 days because he's like, his game's all out of whack. So I'm going to fast for 6 days and lose 15 pounds.
How about do a couple of push-ups or try some bench?
So he basically just drank water and a special coffee blend for 6 days.
Did a gnarly weight cut?
Yep, 15 pounds down.
Like Aspen Lada?
Yeah. How's that chest looking?
Still got boobs.
Then, yeah, why don't you get in shape?
You got any more headlines, Beast?
No, we're good.
All right.
You know, Brooks Koepka does 225 like 10 times before every round.
Really?
Yeah.
He doesn't like stiffen up his shoulders? Just asking.
You have a stretch?
No.
Okay.
Stretching is for idiots.
For golfers. That's it. Right.
Hey, the Browns offensive line coach said it best.
You walk around like you never stretched. Arms, they just.
Calisthenics and stretching. Get out of here. It's a waste of time.
You ran a mile and you wanted a trophy.
Did it again yesterday.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, let's get to this. I need to get this off of my chest because this guy, if you guys haven't heard of him, his name is Dan Dockich.
Oh.
He's a real piece of work. He was on the Summer League call with 7-9 of the Ticket alum, George Sedano.
Good
Miami's
for Sedano.
Own. And Sedano was just making the point. They were talking about players improving under Riley, and Sedano was mentioning Spoelstra and how, and then Dockett's just not impressed with Spoelstra at all. He's a Brad Stevens guy, which you know how I feel about that. Anyway, here is the call on ESPN this weekend.
And I think Pat Riley's a track.
Sure.
You know, I think Pat Riley's a guy that you say, well, you know what, he can help my career.
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra too, man. Eric Spoelstra is one of the top two or three coaches in this league.
Wait a second.
Oh, that's not even debatable, Doc.
Oh, that is so debatable. You can say it as sternly as you want. That's not debatable.
Okay.
And I'm telling you that is Brad
Stevens.
Not five. You said two or three.
Okay, give me two or three more.
Popovich, Brad Stevens.
Popovich, I'll give you. I'm not giving you Brad Stevens yet.
I'm giving you Brad Stevens. I'll give you Nate McMillan. I'll give you a ton of guys.
Brad Stevens, where's the championships there?
Where's Spoelstra been since LeBron left?
Oh, well, he's been deep in the playoffs.
Where's Brad Stevens? He went to the finals without Kyrie Irving.
But it's not like everybody wins with LeBron, right?
Seemingly.
No, come on. Look at all the coaches he's had. That's not true.
That's so true.
No, that's it.
We mean win with.
What? I'm not trying to. You know,
if you're going to tell me Eric Spoelstra is one of the two or three coaches, that's not debatable. I would just simply say you're out of your mind.
Okay, then I'm out of my mind.
I don't think he's in the top 10.
Oh, now you're out of your mind.
No, I'm not. He's just a guy. He's a nice
he's
coach.
Just a guy. That's ridiculous. No, that's absurd.
That is not absurd.
A two-time champion. You're not just a guy.
Yes, you are. When you have LeBron and what have we done since LeBron?
Then get to the playoffs. About Pat Riley after he'd left the Lakers because he didn't win for a long time until 2006 after that.
You can make a point however you want to make it.
We're doing a radio show here, you and me, I feel like. I should come on your show or you should come on mine.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well done, Sano, with a solid boxing at the end of it.
Hey.
Shout out.
You've been boxed in.
Didn't even see it coming.
You can make a point however you want to make it.
It's amazing. He kind of has a little Tobin in him.
Who?
Because he's
Don't you dare compare me to Dokic.
Hold on.
Don't you dare compare me to Dokic.
He's taking the information to make it fit because he kept moving the bar. So he goes, hey, where's championship? Oh, just because you don't have championships don't mean you're not a good coach. Even though that's one of the few things that separate you from everything else.
100%.
Right? And if you look at all the guys who have won championships, they've all had that player. So from that case, out in Golden State, Steve Kerr.
Yep.
He's garbage.
Garbage.
Because he's never won without.
I've never seen a guy who's gotten less credit because his great crime is he led LeBron to more championships than anybody else. More championships than anybody else. He did.
Okay.
Leroy, he's had a lot of coaches.
Right.
He's got two. Right. Nobody else has more than that with LeBron James. Correct. All these geniuses out there who can't figure out how to use the best player in the world when expectations were higher than ever on a coach, more pressure than ever. Nobody had their job on the line more than Eric Spoelstra. Every single game that first season,
the
people wanted him fired. Every single game. Even LeBron himself asking old Riley, you ever get the itch? Scratching his leg. And Riley's like, nope. Nope. So Bumpgate, all the pundits, when this stuff was all getting hot and heavy, and to think this guy who likes to think we're all acting like a bunch of homers, who does he come off the top rope with? Nate McMillan and Brad Stevens? I mean, get the hell out of here.
Let me ask you, could you say it about Phil Jackson?
Phil Jackson.
Without Jordan?
Phil Jackson's gotten to have the privilege of having Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Shaq in his prime, Scottie Pippen.
Right.
You know what they call him? Zen Master. Right. Zen Master. Pat Riley got to come out of the broadcast booth, coach Magic Johnson, Kareem, Showtime Lakers, Godfather, Don, Mr. Armani. Nobody questions it. Nobody, Steve Kerr. He gets to have the best shooters in the world. Add Kevin Durant. And what do they say? Hey, you cannot. He is the butterfly. He knows what he's doing. Hampton's five. Death lineup. Meanwhile, here's Eric Spoelstra, who's crafting that positionless basketball. All the meanwhile, he's got everybody coming for his neck every single game that they don't come at full potential, and he's a bum.
And he said Brad Stevens took Boston to the finals.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. And guess what? Guess what? The first season that Brad Stevens actually had expectations, pooped the bed. And not only pooped the bed, caused a locker room rift because he's loyal to his gimpy little wing, Gordon Hayward. He's caused a rift amongst his players because he's loyal to his guy who came to Butler for him. Is that a good coach? Is that a good coach? Good guy. Good guy, but he's forcing Gordon Hayward out onto the floor and taking minutes away from people because he wants to be a good guy. You came here. You didn't go to the Heat, Gordon. So is that a good coach? Listen, you tell me.
Listen, Dokic is a state of Indiana homer, which I didn't know there was such a thing, but that's what he's doing. Is McMillan and Stevens.
Is he like the other crackpot, Mark Boyle?
No, that guy is – that's a whole Mark different
Boyle,
situation.
Another one. Oh, I don't even deserve a team. You barely deserve to be part of America. What is Indiana giving us?
It's our boss's friend.
What are they giving us? A raceway? Please, somebody tell me. A home for Superman? What is the what is going on in that state? Anything.
Homer Simpson.
Indiana.
Yeah, I mean, they got South Bend. We got Notre Dame.
Great. Yeah. Oh, what a fine establishment. Notre Dame.
It is. It's a pretty good academic.
The Domers.
School.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great school. A bunch of frauds is what they are.
Somebody said 47 wins with Beasley as the number two argument ender.
Adam Beasley?
No. Basketball player.
How many excuses would they make for Brad Stevens if one of his best players, if Jason Tatum got blood clots? How many excuses would we make for him?
4 million.
Texture chimes in.
Please.
Leroy, Tobin blames LeBron for the finals loss against Dallas, but credits Spo for the wins.
I don't credit Spo for the wins. LeBron gets the credit for the wins. He's the best player on the team. But I find it ridiculous that his credit is non-existent.
Well, no.
Non-existent.
Look,
LeBron's had a lot of coaches, Leroy. He's gotten a lot of guys fired. And Eric Spoelstra was his coach for more championships than any of them.
Here's what I hate. If you're going to use that line and say that Spo only won because he had LeBron, right? Look at all the other coaches.
Yeah. Well, can I ask a stupid – this will lead down a wormhole, so I don't know if I should ask it, but are there analytics where you can come up with how – so besides wins and losses?
Here's the only analytic you need.
Yeah.
If you have great players, you're probably going to win. You're a good coach.
No, that's not an analytic.
Everybody forgets about Steve Kerr's time with the Suns.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
He wasn't a coach. He was a general manager, but he ruined the Suns.
We know, the Heat are going to be in the tops defensively. We know that when it comes to drawing up inbounds plays, Spo's one of the best there is. I'm trying to think of other ways
how many guys
you're
has Eric...
You're only the best if the player makes the shot.
How many guys has Eric Spoelstra just gotten paid? Just guys. How many contracts has been doled out because of the roles Eric Spoelstra has been able to find for... James Johnson! Getting $63 million.
Bumpy.
No, nobody even thought about this. Bumpy Johnson. He's out there with Henry Walker on 10-day contracts. The Birdman. 10-day contract out of nowhere. All of a sudden. But this guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Hassan.
Doesn't know. Hassan Whiteside in the YMCA. Lebanon. Playing with goats. Making him an all-defensive player. What are we talking about here?
He wasn't all-defensive.
He was. He made it 1 year.
It wasn't first team. It was...
No one else is doing it with blocks, bro.
No one else doing it with blocks. I mean, think about how crazy this is.
Wait, isn't that the same guy you said good riddance when he left?
You're damn right I did. You're damn right I did. And how about that Eric Spoelstra was able to do that with that?
Oh, my God.
How about that? How about that?
I don't know which one. You give me a headache.
No, it's just, it's crazy to me. Never a guy who's had so much success or been this tenured had so little backing or had his resume questioned because he coached LeBron poorly. What coach LeBron had compared himself to a fighter pilot? Huh? What are we talking about here?
I think, look, coaches need players. But if you're going to use that logic and what Doc has just said, if you're going to use that logic, the best coach is the coach that coached Detroit when they beat
Larry Brown. Who's had more jobs than anybody in the history of the planet.
But he won with no stars.
He got fired from SMU.
Right. Is he 80?
Maybe.
He's 80.
Old man.
Right.
Lord knows. Hey, listen, you get LeBron to his most efficient seasons of all time. You're a bum. You're a bum.
That is where
you're a bum.
You can give the Heat credit for doing a lot. Is that there is no player that's come to this organization that either didn't stay or leave more efficient than they've ever been in any point in their career.
I just find it wild. LeBron James, who came into this situation mocked because he couldn't come through in the playoffs year after year after year.
Got one.
What?
Texter chimes in. You can't say Steve Kerr is a good coach. When he was out, Luke Walton won almost every game, and he was the head coach.
People don't question Steve Kerr, man.
Right. I know.
They don't question him. I don't know if that's a thing where, those guys played in the NBA. So, Pat Riley and Phil Jackson and Steve Kerr are less questioned than Eric Spoelstra because he played at, the University of Portland in Italy, and he was the film guy. I don't know what that is, but – to me, I just find it laughable. LeBron James is one of the all-time great players. When right now, as history is written, when they're going to say, who coached LeBron James on most of his championship teams? Eric Spoelstra did. Oh, okay. Must suck. Dude must be a total bum.
Of all the sports, what sport does coach matter the most?
Football.
Yeah. I would agree.
But what sport can
you can take an average coach and
it matters most in football, least in baseball.
You can take a great coach and win with not great players if you have a good scheme and good fundamentals and everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
We'll be back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is a Man Cave Monday. coming to you live from the Twin Peaks in Davie.
Got to tell you.
Yep.
No white, no black people.
Are you talking about on Chive TV?
Yep.
Well, I mean, that was close. I don't know what. It didn't sound good the way Tobin led into the segment. Then all of a sudden, I heard no black people.
No. We're talking about the.
No, I know. But you understand like how that sounded at first, yeah, right?
Don't worry about it, man. Listen, Man Cave Monday is presented by AccidentLawFirm.com. Accident, contact attorney Bobby Nunez for a free consultation by going to AccidentLawFirm.com. Also, to remind you guys that the 2019 hurricane season has arrived. And once again, 7-9 Ticket is combined with the team at Local 10 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warning to landfall to recovery. Just keep it tuned to the Ticket for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Coverage on Ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed this hurricane season from Local 10 and AM 790 FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket. Get on out of here, guys. It is happy hour. Get yourself a cold, frosty brew, dirty blonde, naughty brunette right now. 30.7 degrees.
Oh, they got to keep that door shut, man.
Yeah, well, you know, this is so popular. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Just stop giving into the demand that people have?
I think they should make like a...
like a chute?
Like an in-between room.
Like a flume?
No, like, you know how, like, the like an airlock. You ever see, like, on spaceships or whatever? You go into the airlock.
You one of those weirdos
that door?
What are you, like, one of these people who are going to storm Area 51, bro?
Oh, I did find that really interesting. I thought about... maybe kind of, I'm into that stuff. So
you're into what stuff?
You know, aliens.
It ain't exercise,
huh?
You're an ass.
Hey, what happened to you bailing on us for the fights on Friday?
Oh my goodness!
What was up with
you
that?
You are a bum.
I saw that whole thing on text.
Yeah, man. Like,
all right, here's. It's really not that you're gonna make. I mean, you guys are gonna blow it up into something.
Really? I'm sorry. I'm here. Gotta go. I'm gonna play slots. Oh, this is the luckiest slot machine ever. Bye.
Okay, so I wasn't really feeling well, but I was gonna come meet you guys because it was enough of me like crapping out. Well, wrong words on like group activities. And as soon as I parked at the Hard Rock, I couldn't find a space. As soon as I parked at the Hard Rock, like all of a sudden I felt the rumble in the tummy. So I hit the first bathroom I saw. It was a bad situation. I did not feel well, and then I was like, I took like 17 medicines. I went to my car, like I got Walgreens in my car. I just started popping pills just to see if I could like get myself together so I can come meet you guys. So I didn't, poop out, so to speak, of the situation. But you guys were moving around. I couldn't find you where you were, where you said you were.
I legit couldn't find Leroy for like a good 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the way they keep expanding that thing, like, good luck. I mean, it's a great thing for the Hard Rock, but try finding somebody when every day there's a new wall and a new room and a new place to go gamble. So I found myself, like, looking for you guys, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait, there's that slot that my wife and I won, like, you know, a bunch of money on last week. Let me just go, like, I don't feel well, but I got some cash. Let me just throw it in. Let me see. Within 2 minutes, I'm up 250. I'm like, I'm out. Like, I don't feel well, and I know if I stay at this casino, I'm going to lose all my money. So I bailed. I didn't go, like, all these stories. Oh, you went to the Cheetah to spend his money. Listen, I don't need to spend money at the Cheetah. I'm you know, celebrity over there. I'm good.
Take it easy, man.
It sounds like you went through a lot of effort looking for parking, and then
I did. It was packed over there.
Let me tell you,
Texter writes in. We all know when that Bees went to the Cheetah after a couple hundred at the slots.
That's not true.
I'm gonna tell you this: that you had more difficulty parking than I have had at any trip to the Hard Rock.
Yep,
there is so much parking there, and all of a sudden I can't find a parking spot.
Very convenient.
Well, part of that. I couldn't find parking spot may or may not have been time I was spending in the bathroom.
Disgusting.
But didn't you have these same feelings before you left to the Hard Rock?
Yeah, I didn't feel well all day. Like I still don't feel well. Like I lost like 3 pounds this weekend because I didn't eat.
Texter writes in, I give credit to the Heat organization more than Spo for players like Hassan and Birdman. Miami's always had those players like Isaac Austin that got paid. Minus one, Texter.
Now we're going to speak ill of Spo?
Let me get this straight. So you're
minus
gonna,
one.
The Heat organization but not the guy who's in charge of the basketball playing any credit for it. You sound like a dope. I mean, honestly, what are you talking about? Are you just not giving credit for spite? Oh, you know, I don't really want to give the coach any credit for the guys playing the basketball well, even though he's in charge of the guys playing basketball.
Hey, oh, okay.
I give the credit to Dan Craig.
Hey, Tobin, what's the deal with Dokic's like history with Heat Twitter? And like, he hates us, doesn't he?
I don't know, man. I'm quite frankly, he's from Indianapolis. I'm surprised he knows how to use a phone. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Really,
Dokic.
I mean, he does want his daughter. He does want his daughter to date Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, well, I forbid it. How about that? My sweet Dunks will not be caught in the likes of the Dokic family.
Well, what if Dunks likes her?
He doesn't. Trust me.
Isn't it?
He's gonna find some sweet South Beach princess with a giant ass. He's not gonna be worried about anybody in the Dokic bloodline. Trust me.
What? He did a podcast with Dokic's son at Michigan.
Yeah, not no roommates. More. Guess who his podcast is with now? Bam. I just made it. Sell it. Intercom.
Is it on the radio.com app?
It should be.
The Bam and Stroke podcast.
Yep.
Good luck trying to get a hold of it.
Bam and Stroke podcast?
Yep.
It don't sound like it's about basketball.
Yeah, that's a play on words.
Bam and Stroke.
And sudden.
What do you think?
Sounds like my type of broadcast.
You know who I think is going to be in culture shock the most is going to be Scotty Drippin. Because I feel like he walks along South Beach and he just sees what's going on there. Like, he has his first big game for the Heat. You know, maybe he just drops like 25, then all of a sudden he's just walking down Ocean Ave. What is that going to be like for Scotty Drippin?
But he's not even 21 yet. He can't even go in and anywhere.
Oh, he can walk around. Trust me.
By the way, somebody just called out Beast.
For what?
Does anyone actually believe that Beast only lost 3 pounds by not eating the entire weekend?
Okay, it was more, but listen, it doesn't matter. We don't need to worry about, like, this is the second stomach virus I've gotten in 8 weeks. It sucks.
Another text writes in, Spo was one missed free throw from Kawhi from being 1-3 in the big three with LeBron, Wade, Bosh in their primes. Hey, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, my friend, I don't know what to tell you.
By the way, minus one.
Terrible text.
Minus one.
If sports happened another way, we would think something differently. Congratulations, sir.
By the way.
Bravo. Guess what? Hey, if Apollo Creed would have gotten up from Rocky knocking him down, Rocky would have been 0-2. He would have been 0-2.
That's a movie.
What? Documentary.
Real thing.
I got to tell you, you do the same thing as that text.
I don't. Minus one. What?
Wait, can we stick
minus
up?
Minus one.
Can we stick up for our boy, the coach, Tony Fiorentino?
You better not make eye contact with me.
Who, you?
Because you know.
No.
That is not accurate.
Trust me, these aren't my people.
Right.
Be gone. You're banned. Never to text again.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. And we chase GPS, too, so don't think you can come to a new number. That doesn't work. Yep. You're banned, sir.
I mean, the Heat could defend the three a little bit better, but that's just very minor.
Minus one, Robbie.
Minus one, indeed.
Minus one.
What?
He said so himself. He doesn't care. He's more concerned about protecting the paint, not concerned about the three, even though in 2019. That's a quote from Spoelstra.
Who cares about protecting the paint?
Now, dude,
that's what Spoelstra said. He said it himself.
And they shoot bombs all game.
Now, listen, if it came down to it, would I want Eric Spoelstra to be president of the Heat over Dwayne Wade? No. No, I would not.
So, somebody said like Spoelstra is a good culture coach. But when it comes to X's and O's, he's not Popovich or Riley.
Yeah,
special.
You guys are right. Like,
That's wrong.
He's not known as having the best inbounds plays.
He is one of the best.
That's part of it, though.
You guys are right. Like, what do you guys know? You know.
Here, by the way, when you say about New England, oh, they won't accept that. They won't. No, they don't accept that in New England. Right? That's Bill Belichick.
If anything, Riley's the one who's not known as X's and O's. Riley was known, first of all, he lifted Showtime from Dr. Jack Ramsey, completely lifted his offense. And second of all, when he got to the Eastern Conference, it was punch you in the face. That was his playbook. What are you talking about?
If the Heat have a 17-point lead with 4 minutes left, you do have to be on your toes. You can't just relax and think the game's over.
Dude, I got to tell you. This was pretty disappointing when I was watching TV this weekend. Woody Harrelson sipping on a glass of wine.
Why?
While waiting on the steps.
Oh, watching Wimbledon?
Yeah.
Why did that disappoint you?
He just looks so old and just.
He is old.
He is
I know.
Like, I don't get down with that little Wimbledon.
Needs an air piece
Wimbledon looks like the lamest thing to go to.
One of my buddies that I went to college with, like, was Instagramming him and his mom having champagne and strawberries to watch Wimbledon.
It looks like you just have to.
Were
have
they pinkies. At Wimbledon?
No.
Where were they?
Like, at their house in freaking Virginia or Maryland,
oh,
wherever they live.
Minus one.
What are we talking
minus
about?
Minus one.
They're having a Wimbledon party?
Yeah.
A shindig?
Yeah.
Well, I will. Here. I probably shouldn't have been too hard on him because I remember a couple of times I had friends that have British Open brunches.
Minus one, man.
Oh,
what?
God.
No, you have brunch.
Minus one.
Oh, yeah. What
Why
do you
watch
what do you,
the finish of the British
what
Open?
What do you turn in to get into the admission, your man card?
No. Just, it's over somebody's house. You watch the last round of the British Open.
You guys had a brunch?
About?
A fella's brunch?
No, it was families. Like, we just watched the British Open, though.
It's a B.O.B. It's a British Open brunch.
Back after this.
Welcome back, everybody.
It's Tobin Leroy Meese. We are at a Man Cave Monday. Twin Peaks and Davey. I love Man Cave Mondays.
Yes, I do.
There's a buffalo on the wall. And a moose. And deer. It's all heaven.
And there is some type of rodent glued to the...
That's a weasel, bro.
Are we doing a...
Oh, beast. I didn't know you were here. I thought you were at the station.
Asshat.
No, but that one's kind of small.
I know you were talking about this.
Can you imagine if we just put, like, what our animal would be and did, like...
What would my animal be?
It would have to be, like, either a kangaroo or a T-Rex, because you got those little arms, so I'm thinking of animals.
It really is hard times for the T-Rex, man. Like, I was at the museum in Palm Beach the other day, and they got a big T-Rex, and I'm like, damn. You just can't have it all, can you?
I mean, but
why is it
I don't understand.
Why
his
is it
head's
a hard time?
Massive.
Yo, its head is gigantic, but right. Won't you want some massive arms?
Science. Right.
Listen, like, you can't.
All animals don't need to lift weights. Everybody don't have the same problem you have.
You can't always get what you want, but you get what you need.
You want swole.
Minus one.
What?
One.
No, oh. If I was a
minus one.
If I was a dinosaur, I'd go Triceratops or that thing that has, like, the whipping tail. That thing was cool.
The Stegosaurus?
No, the Stegosaurus has the plates on the back, but there was the one that had, like, armadillo, had the armadillo back, but it had, like a sledgehammer tail.
I think that with all the different prehistoric creatures on the ground, I think I want to be airborne.
Apparently they have, so you want to be a pterodactyl?
Yeah, but there's some doubt as to whether they really existed.
Ankylosaurus, that's the dinosaur you're looking for.
I was having this debate with my son. Yes, he's three. We were having this debate about my son.
You probably had perfect conversation.
I mean, that makes total sense, actually.
We got him this pop-up book, and it has the flying dinosaur. And these have – this is one of those new-age dinosaur books that has the flying dinosaur with the feathers.
Huh.
And
How long did the feathers last?
And so he goes, no, that's not a flying dinosaur. And then he runs to his room, and he comes and gets his little pterodactyl. This is a flying dinosaur. I said, yeah, it's a pterodactyl, and this is a flying dinosaur with feathers. This is probably what it turned into. He goes, no. I'm like, no, son, sometimes they think they came from birds. He goes, they're not birds. This is a pterodactyl. I'm like, all right, good talk.
I would love for you to record this conversation.
I think you got boxed in by your son.
Wait, you know, that just sounds so much like a conversation with him and you. Because he's irrational, and you can't beat his irrational. When he's irrational, like,
did you try to say irrationality?
Yeah.
Okay.
But wait a minute. Hold on.
Whoa.
I will take being corrected, but not from anybody on this show. Right? I got one sitting across from me struggles with the four-letter words, five-letter words.
No, you struggle with the four-letter words and whether or not they should be on air.
What? Hey, nobody told me. Ngoy.
So how about this LeBron, huh? Being a real cheapskate.
What do you mean?
So he's not going to be allowed to wear number 23 this year, or he's not going to be allowed to switch 23 this year because Nike would suffer too big a hit. He wanted to give 23 to Anthony Davis.
Yep.
But now Anthony Davis has to wear number 3. LeBron planned on going back to number 6 but missed the March deadline. And so Anthony Davis now has to wear this new number because, according to Darren Revell, there was tens of millions of dollars in inventory on the market. And so the Lakers or LeBron would have to agree to buy it up. which he was not willing to do to give AD his number.
Why?
Kind of a cheap
That's visit. Not a cheapskate.
Bro, what
kind of Why would you name? Spend tens of millions of when we ridiculous say, money when we just say, because of a jersey?
When we say tens of millions, when I hear that, I think 20, 30, 40 million.
Right.
Like, nay, nay.
Really?
Sorry.
I mean, Anthony Davis did give up $4 million to come to the Lakers.
Okay, so if it was $4 million, fine.
Also, $4 million.
They said tens of millions.
I mean, right. Come on, man. You're going to go out there and you're going to make this public display.
Let me ask you a question.
How much are you going to make?
Let me ask you a question. Okay, and let's be honest. LeBron gets paid. He just signed a $1 billion deal.
Correct.
With Nike. Right?
Yep.
So they probably pay him $100 million a
sure.
year. Right.
Yeah. Can't okay. make $90 million from them?
How many jerseys you think they made?
A lot.
A lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so why, like...
It's not Nike's fault you wanted to make a present.
Doesn't this give them a chance, like all the people, a chance to buy the new Anthony Davis 3 jersey, and then next year get a new 6 and a new 23?
No, well, they won't change. One, if you don't change the first year, you won't change.
One could argue that it hurts sales because maybe Anthony Davis is going to want to switch next year.
And so people and are going to so be really... No, it's going to be a collector's item.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't see people kicking that Jordan 45, though.
No, I don't either.
The Kobe 8s.
No, Kobe 8s.
Yeah, Kobe was 8 for a while.
Yeah, he was.
Wait. Yo,
got
yeah.
two numbers retired.
Can we get back to this for a second? I don't like this Jimmy Butler 22. I just don't like it.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't
because 21 was available.
It doesn't seem right.
21 had stink on it though.
I don't know. It just 22 doesn't. It seems like
I remember when
doesn't
when,
seem right.
I remember Dolphin fans being bummed out.
19
when Brandon Marshall came here and he was number 19 and they said that had that Ted Ginn stink on it.
Yep.
People weren't happy about it.
I mean, I understand. Like, but we gotta do
okay.
22 seems like a under Weiss. like a number where you don't perform.
Player makes the number. The number doesn't make the
I don't know, man. I don't know if I believe in that. I think the number has a lot to do with it. I'm kind of superstitious that way.
I feel like the Heat should have given him 23.
I agree.
They should have retired Jordan's
number. Totally
number.
With you.
Maybe they're planning on retiring Hassan Whiteside's number.
You can honor Jordan's number without having it retired.
Please. I mean, soon as they said the idea that Whiteside might be included in some type of trade, his jerseys went on sale.
Oh man, there's gonna be so many Hassan Whiteside jerseys at Marshalls. The racks will be filled with 21s.
Or when they show like a 30 for 30 about some African athlete, you're gonna see a whole bunch of little Whitesides running across the because that's what they do with
yes,
like when
know.
They make Super Bowl
yeah.
shirts.
Yeah,
and
the
stuff.
Patriots 19-0 shirts.
You got someone yep. that says like you know Minnesota Vikings and NFC champions.
I didn't know I missed the story.
I have a hat.
You have a hat?
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed the story, but Ben Simmons agreed to a 5-year, $170 million extension.
Well, where, thanks, Houston.
Where have you been?
Minus one.
I mentioned it earlier in the show.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Yes.
I've been here the whole time. Hey, I haven't missed a second, right, Robbie?
Well, no. I would figure you would appreciate this more than anything because – he just got a $170 million contract, and the one requirement of his job he can't do.
Yep.
Shoot.
By the way, has there been an L.A. guy making billboards for Paul George now that he's actually in L.A.?
I don't think so, Robbie.
No.
Man.
Minus one.
It's very fitting.
Hard times right now.
Yeah, hard times, man. We need something to happen.
Dude, yeah,
are
Marlins poker.
Off today?
They are off today.
Yeah, we need some sort of fodder. We need something going on.
We got
on.
Fodder. I got fodder.
What do you
got?
All
right.
I got a fodder, too. I got a mutter and a fodder.
Minus one, man.
Minus one.
Hello, mutter. Hello, fodder.
Hey, I'm just kicking the tires, man. This is hard times on Monday. Yeah.
You know what? Let's regroup. All right, let's just come back for third hour and do better because this was an awful segment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.